Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. He had done everything right, and still, love hadn't happened. He found me through a referral, where a lot of my clients find me from. A former client had told him about my work, but he was skeptical, because it's true, I work mostly with women. But he was at a breaking point. He was turning 50, and this just wasn't the life he had imagined. Can you relate? He thought he'd be partnered by now, perhaps a father by now. But instead, he was the uncle, the one holding someone else's child, watching from the outside. Now, in his 20s and 30s, he had no problem attracting women. In his early 40s, he had a deep relationship, but he let it go. She didn't want children, and he did. But 8 years later, he was still alone. He wasn't lost. He was a good man, a deep man. He had done the work. He had taken responsibility for where he had hurt women. He looked at his own avoidance. He explored his patterns. I mean, he even wrote poetry. He studied sacred sexuality. He worked as a therapist. He was thoughtful, present, devoted to growth. And still, I'll never forget in our very first call, he was just so sad. Because doing the work isn't always the same as being in relationship. There was something missing. A grounded sense of direction, of commitment, of knowing what he wanted and standing in it. You see, Anthony was really fluid. Too fluid. You could almost say like adapting to other people, being a chameleon, able to meet a woman where she was, but not always anchored in himself. And then when things got real, he would pull away, get irritated, lose interest, or choose women who weren't truly available. So our work wasn't about him becoming better. He was already an amazing man. It was about him becoming more clear. Clear in his desire, clear in his vision, clear in what he was available for and what he wasn't. We looked at the ways he was drawn to a certain type of woman to meet a need for beauty or for aliveness that he wasn't actually fully creating in his own life. And we worked on something deeper, his voice, his presence, bringing his gifts into the world again, not hiding, not shrinking. And I reflected things to him. I can be pretty direct in my coaching, and that's often the medicine that people need, someone to reflect back to them where they're just not getting it. Even if they've done 80% of the work, I help people do that last 20% of integration and deeper pattern resets and actually becoming available for the life-changing love that they say that they want. I was able to reflect to Anthony things that he hadn't been able to see despite decades in therapy and lots of medicine ceremonies and other modalities. I was able to reflect the way he was over-identifying with accountability, taking on more than was actually his, trying to solve the problem with masculinity in the broader culture, but he was almost making himself smaller in the process. But as he came back into himself, something shifted. His desire came back online, more clean, more clear, and also more unapologetic. Still with very sexy consent and proper respect and boundaries. But there was a signal that he was sending about who he was and what he wanted. He wasn't hiding behind the moment. And then, in the most unexpected way, it happened. What he had been waiting for and praying for almost a decade. He had a friend's wedding in Europe coming up, and this was a moment he'd always imagined bringing a partner to. But he didn't invite anyone because there was no one to invite. A week before, he went to a yoga retreat in Italy, and that's where he met his partner. And here's the difference. He had met women before, women he was interested in. He had been in relationship. He had dated women and had success. But after this dry spell, after this period of feeling hopeless, after this phase of kind of losing himself, this time, with the help of my coaching and all the work we had done, embodiment and pattern resets and visioning and sacred sexuality, this time he didn't hesitate. He rose to the moment, to the connection, to himself. He was very clear about what he wanted. And he ended a casual relationship that he had been kind of holding on to. He chose not just love, but the kind of love that he deeply desired. A love of depth, passion, creativity, and partnership. Someone that he could actually build a life with instead of just have a relationship with. But like any real love story, this wasn't perfect. She already has children, teenagers. But for him, that became part of the life. It was a different path to fatherhood than he had imagined, but a very real one. And now they live between Europe and California, building a life together, creative and connected and alive. Anthony almost gave up on love, almost fully closed his heart, almost decided it just wasn't going to happen. But then he didn't. He did something different. He got a particular flavor of help that I provide my clients, both in one-on-one and through my programs. And this is something that I want you to hear, regardless of your gender, as you're listening to this. There are men like this, men who are doing the work, men who are ready, men who are aware of their patterns and the societal conditioning around patriarchy and misogyny, men who respect and revere the goddess, men who want love and can meet it, not perfectly, but fully. And this is the type of real love story that I want for all of us. A willingness for love to move through us and to give us even more than we imagined when we have the courage to shift our emotional set point from hopeless to committed to playful to playing full out. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.